News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, Stephen Donnelly is going to come before the Oireachtas Health Committee today about the National Children's Hospital, and People for Profit TD Gino Kelly, who is a member of that committee, joins us this morning. Gino, what are you going to ask the minister?
Well, I think the most important question, Ciara, is when will the National Children's Hospital be finished? Because obviously this is a long running saga and soap opera that is kind of been completely dragged out, and it's kind of running into the realms of farce in terms of the money that's been spent. So the main thing that we'd be asking the minister, when will the National Children's Hospital be completed, and when will children be in the hospital being treated? So that's the main kind of the crux of the questions that, you know, members of the health committee.
The timeline and the, is probably what most people are concerned about. The budget is also a runaway train, but that's a sort of a, at this point, maybe even a lesser issue to the timeline. BAM has come before the committee as well. Is there anything from what they have said that you'll be putting to the minister?
Well, BAM haven't been before the committee.
They've answered your questions, though, haven't they?
Some of the questions. I think they've asked to come before the committee, but I think I'm not sure if that's going to be possible. But the National Paediatric Hospital Development Board were before the committee last week, and they were very bereft in terms of the delays and so forth. So what BAM have told Stephen Donnelly is that the completion date will be June of next year. And then obviously that will take time before there's a transition in terms of the staff that will come to the hospital. So you're probably looking at the end of 2025, possibly even 2026, before the hospital is functional. A lot of us that have been in the health committee have been to the hospital itself, and it is a very impressive structure.
Yeah.
But, you know, the anger that a lot of people feel is that the cost of this project that has gone from 700 million the initial cost to multiples of that. And
more than three times that at this point, it looks like.
More than three times that amount. And some of this will go into litigation in terms of costs, in terms of BAM. So, but the main thing is that this hospital needs to open as soon as possible.
Gina, you yourself have called previously for an Irish NHS here as the way forward for our health service. Do you still believe that?
Yes, I think that's the best way of how a health service can be kind of delivered. We've seen in Britain, and Britain is, you know, the NHS is a kind of a cornerstone to how, you know, how people live their lives and how they kind of, how healthcare is delivered. That's a better model than we have at the moment. In Ireland, it's a very kind of, divided health system in terms of the 50% of people that have still rely on private health insurance, and a better model is universal healthcare, where kind of clinical need is,
A lot of people, though, who would know about health services would look at the NHS and say a couple of things. They'd say, first of all, it's on its knees. Second of all, it probably won't exist in a decade because of the sheer cost of running it the way it is structured. And that actually the one thing that recommends it to people is, yes, it's free at the point of access, but actually the health outcomes are very mediocre, and health outcomes in the Irish health service are in fact much better. Are you sure that this is the way you want to go? Yeah, it's going to be cheaper for people attending the doctor, but it doesn't necessarily mean you're going to be any healthier, very possibly the opposite.
Well, the NHS is not a perfect model, right? And I think over the last 20 years, the Tory government have degraded the NHS. They've kind of included privatisation in the NHS. But a better model, and we've seen across Europe and different parts of the world, where universal healthcare is a better outcome for everybody, regardless if you're a millionaire or on social welfare. If you have universal healthcare, it is better for everybody, regarding costs and regards of delivery for those, you know, because you shouldn't have a system where people's ability to pay kind of trumps everything else. And the Irish health system is a very good health system when you get into it. I've worked there for a long time. It's fantastic. But there is a kind of discrimination in terms of, if you can't haven't got financial needs in terms of, you know, getting surgery and intervention. So that system, and that's been addressed by Sláintecare, but Sláintecare is a very kind of slow way of addressing the inequalities in healthcare.
All right, Gina, look, thank you for joining us this morning on all of that. That is People Before Profit. TD Gino Kenny.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.